Good morning, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now, Thursday, June 25th. Today is National Strawberry Parfait Day. Parfait is French for perfect, which is also what people call dessert when they want permission to eat it for breakfast. Today's Eastern Sierra Now News is brought to you by Great Basin Bakery in Bishop. Great Basin Bakery is a local community bakery serving fresh bread, bagels, cookies, sandwiches, coffee, and the kind of baked goods that can make an ordinary Thursday considerably easier to deal with. Coming up today, Arts on the 4th is seeking volunteers. The Independence Volunteer Fire Department has 4th of July merchandise available. Yosemite is reminding summer visitors to explore beyond the valley and prepare for the heat. And we'll have a concise community calendar, weather, and traffic. Now, here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. A household hazardous waste event is happening this weekend, noon, Saturday, June 27th, at the Lone Pine Landfill. Fees for disposal of household hazardous waste will be waived during the event. Regular charges will apply for all other disposal. Please note that hazardous waste containers cannot exceed 5 gallons each and are limited to a total of 20 gallons of product per household. The U.S. Forest Service and Department of the Interior are introducing new protections aimed at reducing long-term health risks for federal wildland firefighters during the 2026 fire season. For the first time, trained federal firefighters will be allowed to use N95 respirators on the fire line. The agencies are also requiring respiratory safety training and standardized decontamination practices, including showers, gear cleaning, and clean air recovery after exposure to smoke and ash. Forest Service Deputy Chief Sarah Fisher said the actions we are taking today is about doing right by the people who put themselves between our communities and escalating wildfire threats. Officials acknowledge that no current respirator fully meets OSHA standards for wildland firefighting, but says N95 access offers an immediate way to reduce exposure to dangerous airborne particles while a more comprehensive respiratory protection program is developed. A Sierra Life Flight nurse Devin DJ Jeffrey has been named Global Medical Response's Pacific Region Flight Nurse of the Year. Jeffrey was selected from 323 flight nurses across California, Oregon, Washington, Alaska, and Hawaii. The award recognizes his clinical skill, calm decision-making, ventilator expertise, and work mentoring newer medical crew members. Jeffrey also serves as Sierra Life Flight's base safety officer, helping identify risks and improve safety procedures. Sierra Life Flight serves Bishop, Mammoth Lakes, and surrounding rural communities, where air medical transport can be critical when patients need specialization care from far from home. The company also participates in the Air Medcare Network. Household memberships cost $99 per year, or $79 for seniors, and may eliminate all out-of-pocket costs for medical necessary flights provided by an Air Medcare Network aircraft. Trust me, it's worth it. My dad went through this. One, he did not have it, and that cost an arm and a leg, not literally. And two, he did have it, and it was $99. So, worth getting into, and congratulations to DJ. Arts on the 4th is looking for volunteers to help with one of Mammoth Lake's longest-running 4th of July traditions. Volunteers help greet visitors, assist artists, support setup and hospitality, and help with event operations. Even a few hours of volunteer time can help Mammoth Lake's recreation create a welcoming event for artists, families, and residents and visitors. Learn more and register through the volunteer page at artsonthe4th.com. The Independence Volunteer Fire Department of Firefighters Association is selling shirts and hats ahead of the 4th of July. T-shirts are 25 in unisex sizes, small through 3XL. Baseball hats are 30. Contact Independence Fire Department personnel to purchase one with cash or check. If you are headed to Yosemite National Park this summer, park officials encourage visitors to explore beyond Yosemite Valley. Tioga Road and Tuolumne Meadows offer cooler temperatures, alpine lakes, and high Sierra scenery. Visitors can also explore the Mariposa Grove of giant sequoias and the Yosemite History Center in Wawona. Glacier Point offers sunset and night sky viewing. Summer temperatures can reach 100 degrees in lower areas of the park. Begin hikes early, carry plenty of water, and plan to spend the hottest part of the afternoon in shaded areas. A quick public safety reminder. Seasonal fire restrictions remain in effect on BLM lands across the Eastern Sierra. The forest closures remain around the active fuels reduction work by Shady Rest in Mammoth Lakes. Follow posted signs and avoid entering closed work areas. Eastern Sierra Now is available wherever your day takes you. Visit EasternSierraNow.com, download our mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe on YouTube for local news, interviews, videos, weather, road information, and community updates. Some mornings begin calmly. Others begin with missing keys, forgotten appointments, traffic cones, a half-charged phone, and the sudden realization you never made breakfast. That's where Great Basin Bakery can help. Stop in for fresh bread, a bagel, coffee, a sandwich, something sweet enough to improve your outlook on the entire day. Great Basin Bakery is a small Bishop community bakery focused on quality baked goods and friendly local service. It is a good stop before work, before the mountains, before a road trip, or before you make the mistake of trying to do all of those things without eating. Great Basin Bakery in Bishop, because fresh bread is still one of the best solutions anyone has ever come up with. For anything. All right, your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you, of course, by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. The weekend starts early in the Eastern Sierra, and Copper Top also starts early. I drive by there constantly. They're going at it pretty early in the morning, and they are ready when your schedule calls for less cooking and more barbecue. Definitely head over there, coppertopbarbecue.com. The Farm to Table Market is at Bishop United Methodist Church this afternoon with produce, local food, makers, live music, and culinary demonstration. Trashy Thursdays runs from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Mammoth Lakes Library. Cleanup supplies are provided, followed by a free community meal. Moto Hoedown Line Dancing takes place tonight from 8 to 11 p.m. at Mammoth Rockin' Bull. Mammoth Motocross continues through Sunday. On Friday, the Mammoth Lakes Wildfire Task Force will be at Manzanita and Dorrance from 5 to 7 p.m. with free barbecue and defensible space information. Saturday events include the Southern Inyo Health and Community Fair in Lone Pine, the first Bodie Ghost Walk Night, and Sierra Forever's Black Bear Campfire Talk at New Shady Rest Campground at 6:30 p.m. Toyabe Indian Health Project will also host a free tribal fishing license workshop on July 15th from 10 a.m. to noon in Bishop. If your business wants to be part of Eastern Sierra Now, sponsorship opportunities are available across our news, website, app, social media, interviews, videos, special programming. Reach out through EasternSierraNow.com to learn more. Send an email to info@EasternSierraNow.com. We'd love to have you. Now here's your three-day Eastern Sierra weather outlook. In Bishop and the Owens Valley, Thursday will be sunny and hot with a high near 101 and a low of 59. Friday will reach about 98 with a low around 58. Saturday cools slightly to around 93 with an overnight low near 47. Gusty winds and dry vegetation will continue to create an elevated fire threat. In Mammoth Lakes, Thursday will be sunny, warm, and breezy with a high near 82 and a low around 45. Friday turns cooler with a high near 72 and a low of 46. Saturday will be windy and cooler with a high near 69 and a low around 38. Dry and gusty conditions will maintain a high fire concern through Saturday. In Bishop, ongoing work continues along US 395 near Bishop Creek Bridge, Barlow Lane, Academy Avenue, and Line Street. Drivers should watch for lane closures, reduced speeds, and unavailable turns. Near Levining and Virginia Lake, shoulders and intermittent lane closures continue for utility and road work. Through Independence, traffic remains shifted from the Manzanar pavement project, with one lane in each direction and a 25-mile-per-hour speed limit in town. In Lone Pine, outside lanes and shoulders remain closed in several areas while crews construct sidewalks. On State Route 58 near Tehachapi, intermittent lane closures continue today for roadway sweeping. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now news update for Thursday, June 25th. Thank you again to Great Basin Bakery and Bishop for sponsoring today's show. For more local news, stories, events, interviews, and video updates, visit EasternSierraNow.com, download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe on YouTube. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great Thursday. Enjoy the local events. Stay careful in the wind and heat. And remember, a strawberry parfait is technically fruit, which is the kind of nutritional reasoning we can all support.